Chapter 12. Dinner is a perfectly forgettable affair of fish stew that wants salt and badly. I've not stopped thinking of Kartik, his coldness. The last time I saw him in London, he pledged his loyalty. What could have happened to change his affections? Or is that the way of men, to pursue girls only to cast them aside? He seemed so haunted, so desperate about Amar, and I wish I knew what to say to comfort him. But I've not seen his brother, and perhaps that is comfort enough. And then there is my vision. The tree of all souls lives. What tree? Where? Why is it important? You are the only one who can save us. Gemma, what are you brooding about? Felicity taunts from her perch beside me. It wouldn't do for her to ask me discreetly. I'm not brooding. I slurp my soup, eliciting a scowl from Cecily. No, of course not. You've merely forgotten how to smile. Shall I remind you? It's quite simple, see? Fee beams charmingly. I grant her a strained smile that I'm certain makes me look as if I've a bad case of wind. I chose not to come. Why can I not release that one small phrase from the cage of my thought? I must tell Pip that the soup is as awful as she remembers it, Felicity whispers, giggling. Pip, one more weight to add. For tonight I am to return to her and help her cross the river to whatever lies beyond.